Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The highly anticipated new YouTube premium comedy Sideswiped, now available. A multi-generational comedy all about relationships based on a true story. Olivia is single, workaholic, 35, miserable, plunges into the world of digital dating and commits to dating all 252 of her Tinder matches. And the true story, that of Carly Craig, who created, writes, executive produces, and stars in Sideswipe, an accomplished actor, writer, director, known on the internet for her songs and improv pieces described as hilarious and disturbingly edgy, a graduate of the Stellar Adler Academy and the Second City, a role in the film Role Models, many more, including Hall Pass, Three Stooges, Ecstasy, Star Sucker, The Heartbreak Kid, TV shows, American Housewife, and Hello Ladies, and now creator, writer, star of Sideswiped on YouTube Premium, Carly Craig, with us on This Week in America. Carly, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on all the great reviews. Vanity Fair calls it a thoroughly modern romantic comedy. And I'm thinking that pretty well sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was like, of course, yesterday I was like in a dream world. Like,
I can imagine.
Great to hear that people are responding to it. Because this has been close to my heart now for the last couple of years. So to get it out there and for people to respond this way has been really overwhelming in a good way.
I mentioned the background, the storyline, but it's so much more than a finding the guy story, isn't it?
It's 100%, yeah. It's such a small part. It's the jumping off part of the show, but really it's like these three women. There's my mom, played by Rosanna Arquette, who is was married when she was 18, like a wife and a mom her whole life, and suddenly finds herself single in her 50s when her husband dies. And so you see this character now has to move in with my character. She has to move in with Olivia, and it's kind of like their roles are reversed. You know, she's like the teenager, and I'm like the mom. And you'll see both of us getting back into the dating world together. And her, you know, she goes out like Rick Springfield and Peter Gallagher, and lots of fun dates for myself as well with, you know, Tom Lennon and Jason Sudeikis and stuff. And then we have the younger sister who's married with a kid who's, you know, pushing me to do the same. But you're seeing that she's actually got some cracks in her marriage, you know, that as much as she was trying to live by society's rules to do all that before 30, you know, she's feeling a little bit like she didn't really get to know herself. And there's so much of that I want to bring into the show, like a message really that it's really important to get to know yourself before you bring in your happily ever after or whatever people are looking for. And you'll see these three women navigating life through this digital era together. And about relationships, it's about, you know, like the embarrassing things that happen to me in life, I'm constantly writing them down. Like you'll see the opening scene in the gynecologist's office.
Yeah, I love
happened
that.
To me. Yeah, so Jason Sudeikis is playing the doctor, where I had a super hot gynecologist come in and I was not ready for it. Stuff like that just life stuff that we can relate to, whether it be through relationships romantically or family, or just, you know, life, being a girl and going to the gynecologist's office, stuff like that I'm hoping that people will find themselves in these characters and relate to them.
Well, that opening scene you talk about with the hot gynecologist who surprises you when he comes in, I understand that was actually done as sort of a tease for the show. The show wasn't even filming what at that point. You were using this to try to get people's attention, and it worked.
Yeah, I'm trying to, well, it's hard to sell the tone of the show with just a script sometimes, you know?
Yes.
Like, all right in there, awkward pause, you know, when the nurse leaves for a really long awkward pause, but you can't understand that until you see it, you know? Until you're living through that awkward pause with them. I'm going to be like, there's no music, there's no anything. We're going to sit with these people in this room and feel what they're going through. And that's hard to sell on the page, so I really wanted to shoot a teaser to sell the tone of the show. Because I wanted it to be really grounded, very real, the comedy to come from situation as opposed to a joke, and also to show what kind of guest stars I wanted to get, because I've been in a lot of comedy movies, like you were saying, and so, you know, have met a lot of people that I have taken off and become huge stars that I wanted to bring on here, and so that was selling, that was Sudeikis. He was great to do it.
Yeah, you've got
his name helped a lot.
Well, you know, you got such an outstanding list of guest stars that'll be appearing on the series. We're talking about Sideswipe, Carly Craig, the creator, writer, executive producer, star with us on This Week in America. It's available on YouTube Premium. As someone who's a content consumer, I love all the different choices out there. As a content provider, which is your category, What's it like to have all these different options out there where you can go to somebody like YouTube Premium? And from what I understand, they pretty well said, Carly, it's your show. Go do it.
I mean, for me, it's a dream come true because that wasn't around. I mean, before, yeah, I don't think anybody would have bought it without having a huge name and a ton of writing credits. You know, this is my first big thing that I sold. So for them to trust me the way that they did to do the show that I really wanted to do was just unheard of in my mind. You know, like I said, it was a dream. So I love that they did it for me. So, and also I think that they're doing that for all their creators. You can see that there's so many different voices on their channel now, on their network, that are coming out. I mean, you'll see like Cobra Kai with the Karate Kid is out, and Impulse is a completely different thing. And then they're doing something with George Clooney that's completely different. And then ours is the female comedy that I don't think they have on there yet. This kind of grounded dramedy, you know, with all females is new.
Yes.
So I found it really great to kind of be on the ground floor with them when they're just starting to get into this kind of content.
What's it like as an actor when you go in and you're not only acting, you're acting in something you created, and it's not only that, but you're behind the scenes as well. This really is a show that you've got a lot of control over, which is unheard of for most actors.
Yeah, it was great for me because I like to have control, especially over the content. I really loved it. It was a lot of work, and it was challenging at times because, you know, I was show running, but I had a partner. This girl, Robin Schiff, was co-show running with me, who's very experienced and very supportive, you know, really understood what I wanted to do and was supportive in any way that she could be, which was great. And it was great. What was great for me is to know the show that well, you know, to be involved in every single part of it. Like literally every single part of it. When it came to acting, I was so covered on what I needed to feel in the scenes. It was so easy for me to drop into it because I had been such a part of the process of writing every single scene in there. I knew in deep depth what every character was feeling. So that helped me a lot, I think, as an actor.
And as you're doing research for this, you actually got on Tinder and ended up with your boyfriend.
I did, yeah. I went on there. I got the 252 matches like Olivia. And was reading the messages the next day, and he was one of them, and he was very sweet and witty, and so I saw his message first before I saw his picture even, and then started writing to him, and he was had great text game, went on a date, and then we've been together ever since, and that was over 2 years ago.
And a busy time for you because American Housewife is coming back, and you'll be appearing on that as well, and I mentioned in the beginning all the great reviews. People love the series. The reviews talk about, boy, we really want to see this develop. How do we get that word to YouTube Premium that we want to see the series develop?
Oh, do you get more seasons? Oh, just...
Yes.
Let's all just watch it and let them know, you know, in the comment sections on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. The more that we can let them know, I think the bigger chance we get of getting a season two. I would love it. I have a lot more stories to tell.
Yeah, your notebook is full of real-life embarrassing situations that you can talk about. I got about 30 seconds left. They talk about the realism, and I see that in the interaction with your mother and your sister. You fight, but boy, when it comes time, you're there for each other's back. This really is a realistic portrayal, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm glad you got that. That's a big part of it for me, yeah. The relationship between them is what makes the show special, I think.
New on YouTube Premium, Sideswipe. Carly Craig, the creator, the writer, executive producer, and star with us on This Week in America, now available on YouTube Premium. Carly, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
So fun.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.